We're back in session, and it's been brought to my attention that one of the properties this morning that we lowered that's in Foxborough Suites is in fact not a condominium, it's the entire lower floor. And that is number ending in 002.600. And rather than establishing that at 60,000, which would have been 15,000 land and 45,000 improvements, the request is to deny that request and allow it to stand at the appraised value of 113,660.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to deny BOE parcel 0026. Discussion. Your ladies, you're aware of that particular parcel and have all that info? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. I have two phone numbers that we called earlier that have called in and wish for us to call them. I think the first one, let's try again, who says that his phone did not ring. Is the gentleman that has that
exercise place.
That's it. Mr. Upshaw?
Cell phone?
And I will call that cell phone here in just a second. That's parcel number.
This isn't any time
fitness. It's not?
No, it's not.
0329?
No, that's Mike and Hannah Upshaw.
That's.
It's on the what?
It's on the what?
It's up here on the board.
Okay.
Just now?
Just now.
Mike and Janet Upshaw.
Well, I have a feeling she might be listening.
River Point Estates?
Which? 0329. What is it, Jim?
I talk to Jim real fast.
Zero 329. Where is it? Have you got it? Thank you. Oh, River Point Estate. And it's the cell phone, and I've got it here, correct?
So do we send this one to send to the public? I just have two.
Please enter your account code.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, this is Ron Houseman from the Taney County Board of Equalization. And we've been trying to reach you about a parcel that you have appealed the valuation on.
Why? Just a moment. And here's my husband. Just a moment.
Thank you.
Well, go ahead.
Yes, sir. This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization. And we have your parcel in front of us at River Point Estates Condos. Oh. And there's a value placed on that at $98,268. And we're ready, willing, and able to listen to you regarding the value of this property. I have you on speakerphone, so for your edification, all members of the Board of Equalization are here and are listening.
Okay. I think I sent you a kind of a summary of my reasons.
reasons for objection. Do you have all that?
We do have.
And the over-evaluation from using your document, the BOE document, grounds for appeal, the standard value is what a willing seller and buyer agree to a price for the property. And we just bought this property last October for $82,000. And since then, prices of everything has went down. So according to all of your figures going through all this information, it should be at the most $82,300. And, you know, according to your documents, it says this will be a standard of value. It was all on an open market for several months, trying to sell it. And that's what the seller and the buyer agreed to. And also, I have sent you several other condos in the area that were for sale. And most of them were for sale from around 71 to 62. And there's actually one for 39. I think I sent that to you. And there's one, there's a two-bedroom unit in this condo association that is still for sale for $60,000. And I think you have two- and three-bedroom townhouses in this association or in this complex that are valued, you're assessed at a lower value than ours are, and they're townhouses. They do not have anybody above them. They don't have another apartment above them, which we do. And typically townhouses sell for more than condos do for that very reason. You don't have a person up above you. You have to listen to them. So basically, that's pretty much my reason.
Are you on the lower floor on the lake side?
I'm on the lower floor, and it is the lake side, yes. This is some of these that I said are still the other properties, the other condos that I sent you the ads for, they were waterfront. We're looking at one now that says a waterfront for $39,000. It's a two-bedroom waterfront for $62,000. And with another waterfront for $71,000, it's a two-bedroom. So there's several in the area that are waterfront, but that are for sale. That doesn't even mean they will sell at that price. I'm sure a buyer will offer them less than that amount. But they're already at that amount, which is considerably less than ours.
Are they all about the same price?
It is over here higher. He said he was here last time, and this is right here.
Yeah. They're just boxes that
okay.
Anything. Okay. So
I checked them all. They're all.
He's
the only difference is he has a garage. Or
I do not have a garage.
Carport.
The carport does not belong to the individual owners. All of the carports belong to the condo association. They maintain it. They take care of them. The owners do not have anything to do with the carports. We are assigned a parking spot that is under the carport, and it is assigned by the condo association.
They're all
the same. We do not own them. We do not own the back decks.
Right.
There's a little bit difference because of the carport.
Now, does anybody able to park in that carport, or is it designated to you because you paid for it?
I didn't pay for it. It is owned by the condo association. We are assigned the parking spot in front of us, just like everybody else is assigned a parking spot. The condo association
they're allowed to park
assigns there. Everybody upon a parking spot.
Well, now, but we're seeing photos in our pictures here of cars sitting on the outside. Are they condo owners or are they visitors?
On the outside.
Yeah, they're just parked outside. They're not parked under a carport.
They aren't parked under a carport. That is true. There are not carports for every condo. The carports that are in front of the condo, they assign that carport to this condo or a condo that is in front of it. However, the condo owner does not own that carport.
And you don't feel like that there's any increase in value for having a carport with your condo than parking your car out in the weather?
There's not any increased value whenever we sell it. That is not part of what we sell. Whenever we buy it, whenever we bought it, purchased it, it was not considered in the value of the actual property because it is not owned by the condo owner.
Then explain to this board, please, who picks who gets to park under the carports. There's no way that you get to park under the carport and your neighbor not without some kind of money exchanging hands.
Well, money does not exchange at all. There is no money involved. That is the decision of the condo association board of chairman of the Secretary. That is all their decision.
Well, sir, let me take you back. You purchased this in October of 2010, correct?
Right.
Okay. We are, as we're sitting here, we're going through all the different condos that are there and looking at the valuations. We also have them on the screen. And we're looking at comparables and sales that have been included from the assessor's office and other appraisers that have sent those in. So we're taking a look at this now, sir, and we'll be looking at this entire project. We'll notify you in writing of our decision within the next 5 days. And we will also include if whether we lower this or don't lower this, or if we don't lower it enough to your satisfaction, we will include information on how to appeal this to the Missouri State Tax Commission, which is a very simple process. And they'll have the last word on valuation.
Okay. And if we do have to go that far, is this a court, or is this just another office or whatever you call it?
The Missouri State Tax Commission is a board that's made up of three people that are appointed by the governor of the state of Missouri, and they will send out a hearing officer to hear all appeals from every county within the state of Missouri. So if you fill out the paperwork, send to them, they will contact you about a time to chat with them.
Okay. The reason I was asking is just we're from Oklahoma, and I know in Oklahoma
The State Tax Commission has overriding authority of all valuations within the state of Missouri.
Okay. And that will all be included in this that you're going to send?
Yes, sir, it will be. That'll be coming from the county clerk's office. They'll include the website and any pertinent numbers that you need to use.
Okay.
We thank you very much for your time.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry about that. I guess you did call sometime around 11, but I've been sitting here at the table since 10 o'clock waiting, but I'm not sure what happened. And I called you guys a couple of times, but at least we got it worked out.
Yeah, well, I sent that to you on silent mode so that you couldn't hear the ring. No, I'm just kidding. Well, I'm glad we got to chat with you, and I appreciate your time.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
What did we lower his neighbors to?
We didn't.
We denied his neighbor?
No one's lower. He's the lowest one in the whole 18670. Oh, 18-4. Yeah, see that one?
I do.
Oh, because those, the buildings to your right, those four, those squares to your right don't have a carport on them. Only the four that are in front of that carport have a carport on them.
And the difference is $1,500.
So all four of those units there is the same or very close?
These two are 1867.
Yeah, but they all have carports.
Right.
But those are.
Are those upper level?
I think those are the penthouse upper level. Mm-hmm. They have more square footage.
Yeah.
Motion to deny.
Second.
Just for discussion, the carport question is a pretty good discussion, though. If he really truly doesn't have any rights to it. Is it a friendship deal where the POA president allocates, or is it really tied to kind of that building because it's in front of the building? And that's probably a bigger question. I'm going to vote with you guys, but it just seems like that's a valid question because. Can you go back to the map before I do that? Mm-hmm. Click on the common area, zoom out, like in the parking lot. Click on the parking lot. Okay, and hit report. Wow, what a deal for the association. They're not paying for the clubhouse or the pool.
Can you make note of that so we can bring that up?
You want me to?
Yes. Well, and let's come back to that. There's a motion on the floor. And a second to deny parcel number 0899. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay.
Hey, Kenny.
I gave you the wrong number.
Yeah.
Give me that.
0329 is the correct number.
That's the Property Owners Association of that subdivision, of that condo complex.
Okay.
And nothing's on their valuation. Shouldn't you at least have a pool or something on there probably?
It all goes into the common element and it's broken out per each unit.
So that's already a part of their assessment.
You're saying it's part of each condo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I won't bring it up again.
I would like to go back. The proper motion should be on appeal number 0329 to deny. Is that acceptable to both the motion maker and the seconder?
And revote?
Yes.
Yeah. Sure.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Thank you. Now, the one that I had already turned over to that I'm going to call next is the gentleman with the fitness, who has also called back in. Are we ready for that call? Rich McDowell.
Haven't we denied him, but we're going to hear his case now?
Well, we said we would do that because we had missed him a couple of times, but that if he called back in, we would hear him.
Please end.
Mr. McDowell?
Yeah.
This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We've been trying to make contact with you and have missed you a couple of times. You had appeal.
Yeah.
You had appealed.
I guess my phone doesn't ring half the time for some reason.
You had appealed a parcel of property, and we have that on the screen in front of us. And
okay.
I have you on speakerphone. The Board of Equalization is present. And we are ready to hear your discussion if you're ready to talk with us about this parcel of property.
Yeah, that's fine. Are you ready?
Yes, we are.
Okay, I'll tell you what I did. I just compared lock plumbing, which is on one side of me, and then the body shop that's on the other. And they're like three times the size of my building and twice its lot size, and I'm paying almost the same taxes as they are. I'm not really sure why. It seems like I should pay less.
We are in the process of calling up those parcels of property.
Okay.
Go ahead and give me what time did, on the left.
What time did we have that on today's schedule? Do you know what in here?
Yesterday's. Okay, that was 1-6.
See it here.
1-1-0. Okay, what's his on?
445. Oh, I've got that. I'm just. It's not the same as a computer screen.
369. To the right?
It was yesterday? Mm-hmm. Let me go to yesterday's sheets then.
Follow one over to the right. 2 million. Okay. So what's his base area? Can you report that one there?
Kenny, you heard what his questions 7, were over the phone.
Okay.
Next you didn't hear what he said?
No.
Well, what James had mentioned this before was this one is, the other ones are warehouses. This is finished a little bit more. Broke down to some more bathrooms, some interior walls.
Yeah.
It's a little more finished, so. Go to
him. I'm having a look at this. He hasn't got it.
Oh, okay.
James doesn't have a computer in front of him. Here's the parcel of property that we're talking about, Kenny. You know the property, okay. And his questions are that the properties on either side of him are much larger, yet he's assessed.
They're not finished the way his are.
But hold on just a second. This is the phone where he can hear. And you've got one of the little ones down there, too. So he can hear you from down there if you want to do that. Sir, I'm going to have the assessor's office chat with you here for just a moment.
Okay.
The other buildings, the ones you're comparing it to, are not finished on the inside like yours is with the carpet and drywall and all that. So they're put on at a different rate.
Okay. I think I might be wrong, but I thought Lock Plumbing was finished. The only difference is they got concrete floor and they got carpet.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the body shop, they got some finished areas as well. I just know they're like three times the size of mine. I know there's no way my building's worth what this is.
They're actually put on at two different scales, one on a low scale and one on a high scale, because of the number of partitions that are inside of the building.
Okay. So it doesn't matter if it's metal building versus metal building, it's the interior.
No. They're all put on the same way as far as the way the construction units are done. But the inside of them, yours has got several partitions in them where theirs don't.
Okay.
Let's
see. Okay, so I'm going
all the way up. It,
the valuation, sir, is... Can you pull up his property? Let me see the value, the report. Sir, I just want to make sure we're valuing your property at $417,000.
Right.
Would you say that's pretty close to the market value?
I would say so, yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's one of the things we're just double checking, but I want to make sure we're pretty close to market value.
Okay. So, I guess we're done.
We are now. Well, go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, we will. We will notify you in writing of the board's decision. Within hopefully the next 5 days, that will come in letter form. And within that will be an opportunity to go to the Missouri State Tax Commission by appeal if you choose to do so.
Okay.
And that's a pretty simple process, and it will be self-explanatory.
All right.
Thank you very much, sir, for your time.
All right, thanks. Thanks, guys. All right.
Bye-bye. Earlier, a motion had been made to deny this piece of property, but we were going to allow him to call in. So I don't see any need to do anything else unless this board decides to do something else. Do you all have record of that? Okay. Gentlemen?
We've already denied this.
Yes. Yeah, there's nothing.
There's nothing to do.
We've got Mr. Allen is scheduled to be here at 2. All right, pardon?
Had you gotten word that Ms. Canaday from the other day. Has he had that yet?
We made him.
It needs to be.
We need to talk through. We made a motion just before lunch to lower Lady's condo value to the value that Ms. Canaday, who had been hurt a couple days prior to that, had asked for. And she wants to know if we would reconsider the vote, considering that we lowered.
So raise the other one back up to 78-103?
Well, that's one option.
That would be my thought. That would be my motion.
It's whatever you guys want to do, but that is. She wants us to reconsider the vote because she used the same argument of the. Building structural issues and all that, but thank you, Nathan, for bringing that up.
And when we lowered it to 72,491, I think that did make it the
lowest one in that whole unit.
Yeah. No,
it didn't.
No, because we matched another problem. Yeah. That's why James picked that number out. That new number that we just did the last one before lunch, there was another property that had the pulp map on Meadow Brook. Keep on backing out. I think it was like in building 7. Over on the right. Like right there.
Well, quite frankly, I think we need to treat both the same.
What did we hit report? Just so I know.
And
exactly right.
Well, I know.
Sure, everyone all their neighbors.
Except for the one.
Go ahead and go back.
James is the one who pulled out that prize.
Okay, just move your mouse over there and see what just click on it so I can see what the value comes up. Keep on moving around.
I'm sorry, that's what they just said. I'm just relaying.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, go next one. Down. That go left on there.
You sure that he didn't pick that out of the building that was?
Yes.
I should have said cock. Forgive me. What are we going to do, gentlemen?
I only have one question.
Click on that.
He's looking, I think, up there.
Assessor's recommendation.
Which one? Who's that? Right there.
That's one.
What building is that in?
Building 9.
71-670.
Not building 6 or building 3, which had the.
No. That's what I'm going at. He pulled a number off of another building, not off the same building. And this one that has the 78 is in the same building, right? That's our neighbor. Am I right about that?
Yes, they're building 3, units 1 and 2.
And because of the structural damage that was in the other building that they assumed would be in theirs soon or something like that, that's what her words were, James picked it out of another building there that had the structural damage. All I want to do is make sure they're even. I don't. I'm really.
I'm with you.
I don't.
That's before.
They're going through all of them. It looks like.
Is that one just?
There's a few in there that just they're unique prices. There's three or four, or five that have that lower price value.
Well, we might have to ask the assessor to look, see if they're the same square footage.
I'd rather do one of those two.
Me too.
So ask Kenny what to do.
Usually,
oh, well, that's the problem for you. Where did that thinking come from? Nathan?
The chair entertain a motion.
I will entertain a motion, sir.
Are we sure that Ms. Canada's is $78,100?
Yes,
$103. We moved it to that.
Okay. I would move that on BOE number ending in 0357, belonging to George and Donna Evitz, we raise her to a value of $78,103 to equal her neighbor.
I'll second the motion.
I know why you guys are doing it. I don't like it.
It's because it's fair. One of the reasons it's fair is the other reason.
Jim, the evidence when we lowered it to 78 was presented to us. And we felt like that was a good value. Today, we heard it over the phone. And chose to lower it to a different number.
Probably true.
So,
are you concerned about any other properties in that are lower?
They've not been before me. And I'm in that building.
Okay.
And I'm not.
Okay. I have no further comments.
You're not here to testify on that.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. We appreciate your willingness to serve this entire month.
Guys, there's no way that we're not going to equalize the two properties that sit side by side. We would be raising this property rather than lowering the one that just came across, which would make them equal. That's the motion and the second that's on the floor. Is there more discussion? Jeff? I'll come back to you, sir.
I understand why you're doing that. Yes. I mean, I understand.
Do you like it, Jeff?
I don't necessarily
if there
like
was
a, it, but I think I agree with
it. I would say if there's an amended motion, would you take it?
I don't like doing it, but I agree with it.
Danny, you had another comment?
Yeah. We did this other one right before lunch with a lady that was in a situation, and we considered the other one. We had the evidence in front of us, and we discussed it, and we lowered it to that number. And this one, we lowered it right before lunch, and we're coming back and reconsidering. And so as far as I'm concerned, we treat everybody fair, and we've raised it to the the number, the 78 that we...
And this is lower than she was.
This is lower than she was in the first place.
It's still a reduction for the first lady. The fact is it was right before lunch, and the fact is it was an emotional decision because of her health. It didn't have anything to do with the valuation or what we thought that valuation was. The motion on the floor is to reestablish the value of parcel number 0357, 78,103, which is a reduction from the 82 plus where it was. It's also considerably higher than what we stated this morning. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay.
Nay.
Motion carries 3-2. Would you please, ladies, and I hate to ask you to inform the lady this morning as to the decision that was just made, in fairness to her, I would ask this board to allow her, since she was first scheduled to come over here in person, to at least call us back. No problem?
Well, I'm...
I want her to be called.
No offense, but she's... You know, she presented her information.
I know.
I mean, she has an opportunity to appeal.
Well, I understand that. We also voted in front of her. She's going to appeal anyway. Actually,
she
if
said
I remember,
she said
she was going to appeal
anyway.
The other decision.
Yep. Right.
I'm fine.
So she's going to appeal, so, gentlemen, that makes it that much
okay.
easier for me to make the decision. And I know this is a matter of record, and I probably shouldn't say this at this time.
This is a good time not to say it, then, unless we move on. What do you think?
Okay.
If you shouldn't say it.
Well, this board has to take under consideration, we have heard several cases... I should say a few cases where someone's neighbor has come in and wanted all their neighbor's property raised. And that is totally ridiculous that they would use that as a subject matter when we are identifying single properties.
Mr. Allen?
Yes.
If you would like to step up to the podium. Ladies, where do I find this on the computer?
Yes, on 2 p.m., the last page of your flyer, Ron, page 77, BOE number 0214.
I understand the paper flyer on the computer, however.
It is on page 170, line item 177 of your Excel spreadsheet.
That's what I'm after. Not 177.
Yes, it is.
177?
Column B, row 180, will have the beacon URL.
Okay. You know what?
Maybe wrong day.
Let's get out of here.
You on just getting facts to make sure we're the right property. Woodbridge Estates.
Yes, sir.
We have you on for a total of 221,425, I think.
Yes.
All right. We're at the right spot.
And we're ready for you, sir.
Well, first of all, I faxed over a list of comps that was sent to me by a real estate agent. I faxed them over yesterday. Does the board have that information?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I do. It's online.
It was an email that was sent to me from Shannon Drockelman with Keller Williams.
Yes. It's a one-page
document. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Thanks.
That as well.
And that's a copy of it right there, right?
That's it.
All right.
Yeah. My argument's simple. My new appraisal is assessment, or I guess it's the assessed value is $221.45. There have only been two houses in that neighborhood to sell for over that amount. Now I assume when the houses originally sold before the bank took over that neighborhood back in 06 or 07, that they were selling closer to the 300 range. But since the bank took over this neighborhood, nothing's really even sold close to that 221 except for those two houses. And those two houses were a year and 7 months ago, 8 months ago, the end of 09. And I have one sell here that was just last month for $184,000, $184,500, and that's close to $40,000 below what the new value is. I was just a little bit shocked anyway when I got the notice that my assessed value was going up in this economy. I mean, someone can sell my house for $221,000, let me know, and I'll sign the papers today.
There you go.
So that's just looking at the numbers. I mean, I don't know what. I didn't even look, to be honest with you. I didn't even look at what the other homes in that neighborhood were assessed at. Personally, I don't care. But they're all the exact same houses.
That's right next door. Yeah. We're looking at some things right here. So. Over here, didn't we?
Buy this?
March of 2009. My purchase price is on that list I gave you guys.
So that's the bottom one there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kenny, do you know anything about that neighborhood? Could you shed us some light on that?
A little bit, not a whole lot.
Okay.
Trying to think where it's at.
Beverly's Bar, turn left on St. Street. It's right behind.
Down behind the telephone company.
Oh, okay.
And you take the first left to go down in.
Right behind Lakeshore Drive, kind of.
Miles is down.
Those houses are all, some are on the upper side of the road with, I'm well familiar with that development I've done.
Do we have a flyer?
James
gave us this.
His value's up.
There's two that are, and there's everyone else is about the same.
45.810, 44.790.
Well, the quality of house
speaks to
just right down to Jasmine. And there are some that are all brick, some that are.
They're all different styles.
The first half of Jasmine is the old neighborhood, and then Woodbridge is the end of Jasmine. And that was the new development.
Oh, okay.
That's where they come in and started building all those houses, and then the builder left the country.
Most of them are all brick,
aren't
they?
No.
They have
brick fronts. Brick fronts, vinyl siding on the sides and back.
Okay.
they all have different faces on the front. Some of them have dormers and some of them
yeah,
have,
I think so. It's been a while since I've been out there. But
yeah.
James has got one sale here in 2010 where it sold for $235.
Square feet adjusted area. That's right. Those are the two. There were two.
And it's actually a little smaller base area than yours, but it's a little bit bigger in the adjusted. So, no. It's a little smaller in the adjusted, too. So it's just a little bit smaller home than yours.
Those are the two that I was talking about, the only two that sold in that neighborhood for higher than what the new value is.
Can you get a breakdown of this assessment for us?
Yeah, improvements are $171,425. The land is on at $50,000. Total appraised is $221,425. It's assessed for $42,070.
Can you tell me what the adjusted area is?
The adjusted is 3177.
Oh, I see the size, but what is it exactly? What?
Probably a garage and a basement, I'm guessing, and some porches.
You got a deck on the back, like all of them.
There's a deck on the back. There's a cement slab on the bottom level.
Right, and then the garage is on the side of those most of those units, right? As you drive, drive into the garage. Is yours on the lower side, isn't it?
Well,
yours is on the lower side of that road, and some of them now would have a, it's what I would consider a little bit of a, some of them got a pretty steep drop to get into the basement area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're on the lower side, aren't you?
I don't know what you mean by lower side.
Well, my, on the right
my house,
side
my house is on the flattest lot in the neighborhood, I think.
Okay, and if you're going down
it doesn't drop off into the ravine from my back deck.
Right, right. And what I was wondering, what I'm saying is on the lower side, the right-hand side of the road is the houses that lay below the road in that upper side.
That's right. My house is on the right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you, well, I know you can see it, but when you were clicking on it earlier, you, Kevin Bliss, Tony Wheeler, and then me.
I show about, what, 6 or 7 sales over the last two to three years, and they're all over the board.
Well, the bank came in and took over. I got mine on a short sale. I actually got mine from an individual. And that's, I mean, mine was basically the last, I mean, I bought mine the perfect day.
Right.
And then right after that, everybody figured it out and came into the neighborhood, and it got hot.
Right.
And that's what you're seeing here. The jump from mine to 190,000, and then 200 or 215, and then finally they got up to 235. The bank marketed those homes, came in, finished them, sodded the yards, and marketed those homes, and started doing open houses and getting people in there.
Right.
And now the way the selling works, because Tony's the one who sold the last one there that sold for 184.5. They go down, they go the road, the county ends before you get into Woodbridge Estates, and I know the buyer's main concern was, you know, this road is horrible, you know, and the county doesn't do anything with it, and the developer didn't finish it. So I think that it's actually a misconception of what the actual market is now, because of the way all of those houses were finished all at once, marketed. They brought everybody in together, and everybody started a bidding war. And, right. And
did you buy yours in 09? Is that when you bought yours?
March of 09. I got lucky, and then the market in that area went hot, and
that's the problem. Is that the most recent sale is the 235, and that's
no. The most recent sale is 184. The 235 was a year and a half ago.
He had a 235.
235. It was 3 of 10 when it was sold. For 235.
That was a year and a half ago, and then last month it was 184.
You don't have that though, can you?
No.
I didn't think so.
Where are you from? You got the dip that we're talking about.
I'm at the bottom of the dip.
You're at the bottom, mm-hmm. where Sanders used to live, or...
No, Dean rented that place.
Dean
was renting it when I bought it. He was renting it from the previous owners.
Okay. I know exactly which house it is. Never been mm-hmm. yet.
Well, the thing is, about my opinion, I'm gun-shy. Having not seen pictures of the house that sold for 184 compared to this home, we got burned the other day bad. Took a guy's word for what he said, and I mean, we got scalded.
The house that sold for 184 is newer than mine, because it was the bank finished them. The house is down farther for me.
Okay, there's your house. So going down which way?
You're saying this one's mine?
Yeah, it's yours.
Okay, one is the faucets. The next one, this one right here.
Click on that one.
I believe it's right here. It's sold for 180.
Oh, yeah. No, this is all far.
No, I'm saying you could look at front of
the house. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if we got that or not.
All right. Five years.
They're the exact same house. Some of them have... some of them have carpet on the upstairs. Some of them have wood floors.
I'm gonna move that we set value at $203,000 for BOE. I may not get a second, but I'm gonna do it. BOE number 0214. That's his neighbor.
Why?
His neighbor. Comparable. Oh. I mean, that's the value. Two houses down. Your house is, and I believe it's 3,100, and yours is right at 3,100?
Kevin's is two houses up from me.
Okay. No. I may not get a second, but...
So that's lowering it from the 215.
I'll second it. I may not vote with you, but I'll second it.
Right?
Currently, the valuation is 221,425. Motion on the floor is 203,000 even.
Right.
Nathan, are you seconding that motion?
Sure. Just to get us out of limbo.
Discussion? Jeff?
Whose house are we basing this? He
gives
the next door neighbor.
I'm trying to get my map here. I had done a little bit of work here. Hold on.
Did you say map or nap? I wasn't paying attention.
Right here. That's the house I'm looking at. Okay. Okay. Then I go back to the map. He is right here. Is he right here?
Can we get a street view? Can you Google that and get a street view? On those houses there,
he's next door neighbor.
You can.
No, wait a minute. Is that the one you said?
Oh, that's his.
Okay.
Same square footage.
All right.
right next to him, right there.
Mm-hmm. It's hard for this board to get
right there.
True.
That's what I'm basing it on is the next door neighbor. So, okay. Like I said, that it may not go anywhere, but
right. What I'm trying to say, Mr. Allen, is it's hard for this board to make adjustments off of a. A lot of people bring in pictures of comparable homes, or their comparables will all have photos of the homes lined up. And for us just to take a neighborhood that has all different types of homes, some on the upper side of the road are totally different style than some on the lower side of the road. It's kind of hard for us to make a decision off that, even though they might be the same square footage. They might be on a different scale. All those homes, I imagine, are what are they classified?
They're probably all C minuses.
All of them along there?
I would say so, yes.
Okay.
How does your home compare to the Beggs?
I'm sorry?
Your home to the Beggs. Does it compare to the lot that...
The Beggs?
Beggs. B-E-C-K, your neighbor, one house.
I don't know who the Beggs are.
I mean, that's who it says owns it. 568 Jasmine Drive. Just got the
Guys, they're the exact same houses. I, you know, you can get on Google Earth. Twitter's satellite images are so new that it has my boat sitting in the driveway. I mean, they're the exact same houses. Lance Long built them. That's why, I mean, they're cookie cutter homes. They're just big cookie or larger cookie cutter homes.
He's looking you know? Up right now.
Yeah, it'll take me a second.
Chief McCullough lives at the end of the old Jasmine, and then after that, those houses are all different. Kathy Jeter, she's over there. Those are all different. The ones after that, they're the exact same houses.
But you're comparable.
Do you want us to go there so that everybody can see it?
Yeah, let me.
Well, excuse me. Some of them have the garage right next, and then some of them are more of an L-shaped design, but.
I guess the reason I ask is because your neighbor at 568 is on for $240,000. He's 20 more grand than you are. So, I mean, I'm just trying to get an idea for...
You should have appealed. I mean, those houses aren't worth that. It's not, especially in this economy. I mean, I just, with all due respect, I just, you know, I don't understand how... The value of a home can go up from, I don't know when it was valued the last time, but, I mean, they...
You're probably arguing the same, the argument you're making is that the value in 2009 went up. You could have got caught very easily in the 2009 decision, board decision, which cut in half. The increases and was a correction made by the assessor to try to equalize all the homes that were in that motion. So that's probably where you're at because it totally threw us out of whack.
He was only assessed at 170 last year.
He was assessed at 32,420 last year.
Divide that by 0.19 comes to 170,000.
And if you look in 2009, we had it assessed for 51,980 before the board cut it.
That's what we got. That would have been what at that 51,980.
I don't know what you can do quicker than I can.
But you see what I'm saying? That's what we're referring to throughout this.
I'll show you this one.
273,579. And right now we're sitting at 42,070, which is below what we wanted it to be in 2009.
So are you saying that it should go up now because it was too low before?
It went up now. That's why it's at 221.
Right.
And that's why you got the increase notice.
Mm-hmm. That, well, I get that it went up, but I'm asking... Mr. Strahan's reasoning, if that's the point that he was trying to make, was that
No, I think
now it should go up because it was too low before.
In 2009, they had that big deal where it's some called a vote, some called a mistake, where they cut a bunch of stuff too cheap. So they had to live with it for 2 years until it could be recessed this year and try to correct everything like it needed to be. And you're the one that got caught up in that. Wow.
Yeah,
you weren't saying it needed
to be higher than
2010.
I understand that if something is valued too low at some point, and then now we're reassessing them and taking them back, but if they're reassessed based upon, you know, what you may have thought was the last sale of this June 23rd of 2010, I mean, we've got a much more recent sale that's, I think, more realistic. And there are two homes left in the neighborhood, that one and one other one that's still empty, and they've been sitting empty since June of 2010, and that one finally sold last month. I mean, there's still a bank-owned property in my neighborhood, which is going to keep the values down that much longer.
Gentlemen, I'm going to call for a vote on the motion of $203,000 on BOE property 0214. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay.
Nay.
Motion carries. We're going to send that to you via the county clerk's office in writing, and then that also allows you the opportunity, should you wish, to appeal to the state tax commission to do that. But the motion that was made and seconded dropped it from the 221,425 to 203.
Okay. And what was it before? In the two, did you say it was 170? Before
you mean the prior year,
right?
Between 100, it's 173.
No.
And that was down from
176. Okay. So unless I do anything else, it'll be at 203.
Actually, the number you gave me was 32,875. That was wrong. Well, it's okay. Thank you. You're going to receive notification of the board's decision. Again, that'll come to you in writing, and along with that'll come the information that will lead you to the state tax commission. And also, if you file with the state tax commission, and that appeals form is real simple.
If it's
they come here.
Yeah, I know. If it's going to 203, I'm happy with that. I think it's
that's where it's going, and you'll receive notification of that hopefully within 5 days.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No, that's okay. Thank you. Who do we have here? Oh, I think we tried to call you, which is okay. We just, well, that we would take you by telephone if you wanted. That was, we called earlier. Would you like to come up to the podium? Give me just a second to call up your property. But come on up, that's fine.
The 1045 on our sheet, it's BOE 0372. Emerald Point Condo.
What time does it say here on the computer, Jim? Are you in it?
1045, sir.
It is at 10.
Oh, on the computer, yes. It's line item 184.
Thank you. Stop trying to trick me.
Sorry, didn't mean to try to throw too many numbers at you.
Well, at least Jeff's got me over here. I'm not clicking as much. All right, this is at Tower at Emerald Point Condominium. That be Unit 3, Building 1?
Bit of beacon real fast. I want to make sure we're at the right property. So we have it on the books for 173,704. That's the same property, right? About 1,200 square feet.
Yes. I guess my question is, I don't think that's what our... Maybe that's what you told me you'd reduce it to on the phone. Is that where that 173 came for from? Because what I figured out we were at was about 186.9.
Can you tell me what it was prior to whatever this... She's going to look something up for you.
There was some adjustments made, is what okay. She's saying.
Okay.
Did you talk to James on the phone?
I did.
Okay. If he made an adjustment, it probably showed up on here.
27,680.
So they went up. They were down below that.
So they were at 145,684.
145?
That was after 2009 motion.
After the 2009 motion?
What was it before the 2009 motion?
The original in 2009 was 35,560.
Where we were at with this mailing.
35,520 gives me an appraised value of what?
186,895.
And that's what
I said 186,9, yeah.
And so T has already lowered it to what?
Well, no, 186 was before BOE of 09, then we lowered it to 146, and now we've brought it back to 173.
Right.
So what you should have received in the mail was something that said like 33,000 assessed value.
No, what I received in the mail was 35,510.
Okay.
And then I
okay.
called Mr. Strahan's office, and he told me, I talked to him with the comps I had. He said he could lower it down to 173,704. That's what I have written down here.
Okay.
And we still feel like that's too high based on the sales and the subdivision.
All right. At least we're at the right property.
Yep.
Now, and that is what that book says at closing, right?
173,704.
Which is not what the computer shows.
It could just be a calculation.
173,704 is what Mr. Strahan gave me on the phone.
Okay, we have to go with the figure she's got in that computer.
Okay.
And it's 684. Okay, go ahead. We are ready to listen. Let me pull up what you have sent in. And believe me, in this particular subdivision, we have been on it a lot. A lot of discussion. Still in discussion. And I'm reading, what is the fair market value that you think this lot should be established at?
I think I put 163 even.
163.
All right.
Jim, I don't know if you heard that or not, or others. Their feeling after looking at comparables and what they've learned is the fair market value should be established at 163. I'd like to call that up. That's at... Would you put the map back up for me, please? Show me, is it the one that's marked in blue?
It's a second floor unit.
Inch flat out is what it says. Been doing with those property values through there, guys.
I was just seeing what we have.
Because I know our real dispute has been up on the hill, not.
Did James Gibbon saw one of these?
Uh huh.
Looks like we've got one unit in the same building as hers, and it sold for 173. It was unit 6, building 1.
Could you click on that for me, Pete, please? Can you do that? Unit 6, building 1. Where would that be, Ken?
It's one floor above us.
One floor above us.
So it's a
third floor. That's a year ago sale.
And that sold for 173, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was in 12 of 2000, or 5th month, 2010.
Yeah, May 7th of 2010. Building 1, unit 6.
Mm-hmm. It's a floor above her.
It's a floor above. Square footage wise, floors 1 through 3 are all the same. The fourth floor are more square footage. But because of the geography over there, or the topography, I guess is what I want to say, the higher the floor, the better the view. Mm-hmm. So typically those have sold for about $10,000 higher per floor, historically. Unit 1, building 1, unit 6 was also sold fully furnished.
And you're wanting yours lower than $10,000? Is that what you, or basically what
yes.
I've seen?
Yes.
And the square footage on what your comparables are?
They're the same.
They're the same.
Floors 1 through 3, buildings 1 through 4 are all identical.
I can tell you the on this comparable, the one that's the most expensive at the 256 is a larger unit. I did pull that out.
That's the top floor.
Right, it's 1938 adjusted. So that our comp at 256 is it really doesn't count because it's
that's what I was thinking. And I'm going to make a motion that we lower it
to
the 10,000 that she wanted.
So what's you're saying 163?
163. There was also one building 3, unit 5, which is also on the third floor that's sold October of 2010 for 171. There was also one listed. Let's see.
Don't talk him back up.
Okay, I
163.
Danny,
it's a motion, so I'm thinking about seconding it.
Okay.
If you keep on giving me numbers like that, I may be.
Speak to her.
No, that was smart. I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to lower the value of property number 0372. Danny, I'm going to ask you, is it 163 even or is it 163704?
163704.
So 163704?
Sure. The
motion is seconded. And discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay.
Nay.
Motion carries 4-1.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you both.
I told him that earlier. I said my husband.
Well, I hope you didn't drive all the way here to just for that.
No, we're coming down anyway.
Okay, good. Spend lots of money.
We appreciate them working with our schedule to get us today so we can be down here for the Cobalt Regatta tomorrow.
Ah.
So we spend our money.
Excellent. Spend lots of it in Taney County.
We always do.
Well, now tell me where you folks are from.
Shawnee, Kansas.
Oh, Shawnee. Uh-huh. From Johnson County.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
We've been down here since 2002.
Yes.
Did you know your past exec up there, Annabeth Serbaugh? Yeah. Annabeth and I served on a national board together for a long time.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Sharp lady.
Yeah, her name is very well known in the county.
Thank you very much, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
I got two that I'm confused on. Metropolitan National, did we really take care of that one?
I think we did.
It was the first one. I was late 15 minutes.
That was a phone call.
That's the abstain one. Perfect. Okay.
Actually, on the budget end, we lowered it to $295,000.
Okay. Either one. Okay. So I have to show. I'm just double checking.
JJ Vickery.
We've done Upshaw.
Done everybody.
And then it's been it. So
I don't know of anybody.
Potpourri that we can bring up whatever we want.
Shall we
point,
try
right?
The call again to J&J Vickery? That was a telephone call.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yes, I was going to be sarcastic. I said, Dave, you want to create a mistake of 2011 like you did in 2009?
I tell you.
I don't. Please,
no. Right up to now, we hadn't considered murder.
Kenny almost begged. We said, please don't.
Okay, can you all give me the phone number again for the Victory?
I still got the Victory.
For the condo at the Victory? 314. Whoop. 314.
355. 8256.
And who is it that I'm talking with?
Please enter your account code. The account code you have dialed is not valid. Please check it and try again. Or follow the instructions located on the back of your card for assistance.
John, is that the one that you've called twice and you last time you said we have to talk to you?
No.
No, we denied that person.
Did we?
Yeah. And then they called back.
9-1.
Give me this screen.
314. I don't have one. 355-8256.
Please enter.
Jeanette? No.
Can you go back?
I thought we made a motion to deny those.
Not that one.
I'll make a motion to deny.
Yeah, I'd like to see the application, see what they're asking. That's all I'm hesitant.
We will. Is there a second on the motion?
Yeah, and they're saying they bought it for $239. We have it on for $201. It was on the 12th at $245.
Four or five out of 18 are for sale. We don't have making any money.
How about JJ?
What is it that you're looking for?
I was just trying to get some facts before I...
I got you, dude.
Okay, here you go.
They may be the only ones that are... full commercial.
Kenny, can you look at that property and tell me, are they...
They're all assessed.
They're assessed at commercial?
Yeah.
Yes.
And the other people there are
everyone
assessed
else is
at 45-55, or is it all residential?
100% residential.
100% residential.
That I don't know.
Yeah. All of the other ones are residential.
If the computer says it's residential, then.
Are you looking at that all the
time? No.
But I think we made, Ian's made two of them 45-55 splits.
That one's 100% commercial.
You find one?
I found one. Right through that corner. That one's half and half. That's the 45. I see the 45.
But Kenny said there were a couple of them that we did that with.
I see.
Yeah,
that.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Terry something. I can't remember her last name.
Blackman's.
That's it.
Did we see?
She was the developer, I think, out there.
Did we have her in
here? Mm-hmm. We moved hers to 45-55.
I know that sounds familiar.
Who would, if this is on the nightly rental program, who would be the managing company? Any ideas? I've never heard of this resort.
It used to be a resort years ago, and they tore down all the little motel units and built
new
condos on them. So I'm guessing this, there's still a Victory Resort there, I think. I think this Terry Blackman is, whatever her name was, is the one you would contact.
If I had to guess, I would say
Blackman. There you go.
Okay.
No, that's a bit. You think they're going for a split? What were they last year? Chris D.
I don't know, M. They were $32,875. $3,800 of that was res, and $29,075 was
res. I'm going to move that we set the value at $45,55. For BOE number 0386.
Excuse me just a minute. There's a motion on the second on the floor to deny.
Oh.
Nathan did.
Nathan seconded that motion. I apologize.
That's all right.
For my...
Let's discuss the motion. Jim, your reasoning for wanting to do something different, Warden Jeff, what is...
My reasoning is that they were $45.55. They probably got an increased notice, didn't know why they got an increased notice, and we saw where we took them off of 45.55 and went to 100% commercial. That's my reasoning.
And that's, the black ones are right there.
The same way.
Yeah, I mean, right next door to them.
So my thinking
is...
what
we did, just changed them to 45.55.
Which they were last year, so.
So last year it was 45.55?
That's based off the numbers that...
And then it got full commercial.
Split.
How did it get full commercial if it didn't get a letter?
Kenny did it to
him. What I'm saying is James always asks for a letter.
I was kidding, Kenny.
Some of them he just switched back because that he just switched some back. But
how's that happen, Kenny? Lots of times if they don't send their letter back in, we'll make it commercial.
I gotcha. I'm going to stick with what I have set as a pattern for the last 5 or 6 years is that if we can't get in touch with them, it gives them the opportunity to go on state tax commission. Not that I don't think that maybe what you guys are saying is all right, but I'm just staying consistent with what I've done.
I would agree with that, with the exception of, I think we've all kind of agreed for those who have submitted appeals that we can see that 45-55, that we would make those changes. That would be my only...
It's not that I don't agree with you.
I understand.
I'm going to vote the other way.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay.
Nay.
Motion fails. I will entertain a new motion. This could be Jim's first one. Tell me about that.
Motion to set value 45-55 classification for BOE 0386.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to establish 45-55 formula to BOE number 0386. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay.
Nay.
Motion carried.
Appreciate your consistency. Nathan or Jeff, can you go back through the Steve Creedon file and see if we missed anything in there? Do you have your folders? I was told that we missed one, and I don't remember which one we missed. James thought we missed it?
Actually, he said... that there were some units out there, storage units, that we were supposed to drive by or something. That's what he was kidding you about?
Yeah, but I don't... I went through...
What day was he?
He was the 26th.
He was the one
Tuesday.
That lasted to 8:15 that night, right?
It was James's birthday. My wife's birthday.
Yeah.
I show all of them crossed off, so I don't show...
Well, if they're not addressed or voted upon here, they remain the same, correct? Uh,
for my records, and all of us, I'm sure, are keeping records, I'm curious, Kenny, from the county assessor's office or Donna from the county clerk's office, I'd like to know if either of you have received any further communications from the Missouri State Tax Commission that should be shared with this board in helping us, having made or will make any decisions that are to be made that we haven't received yet. No, that's from Kenny? Okay. Do you have anything else from the assessor's office, Kenny? We work our way, should we work our way through the notebooks? Because I know that there are some that we've put on hold that we have not answered.
Do you show anything, Kristen?
We are currently going through
the spreadsheet. I don't see it showing things, Steve Creek.
Every BOE number, but
I think that we went back, unless it was on an afternoon that I missed it, we went back on everything and caught up on everything.
No, I don't think we did. I think the wealth resort.
We set that.
We set it.
We denied them.
No, we set it. We lowered it and set it. 6.4 or 6.6, something like that. Down from 9 million.
Okay.
All right, Kenny, you remember making an adjustment.
7.4, yep. I believe.
I'm not sure what it was, but I know there was an adjustment made. I just have some subjects. I want to make sure we're settled on it, and that way I can get through this piece of paper away.
Help me. Okay.
Well, go ahead. If you got,
I want to back on the July 6th, 0059 at 3:45 p.m. We had our first Emerald Point discussion, and I had written in my book hold, but I didn't know that we had.
We applied all those decisions.
Yeah. Up for Emerald Point. Okay. That takes care of that. Same thing on 11 or 915. I don't show what subdivision was. Glenn and Sarah Hobbs. We can go back to.
They were in Emerald Point.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I do. Trouf, Stephen R. and Heidi.
They have two parcels. And
that's Emerald Point there.
One was Emerald Point. And the second one was Emerald Point.
Thank you.
I still believe we have the lots in Emerald Point.
Do I? I'd have to respectfully disagree. The bank presentation, we had no decision-making process whatsoever. Came in with almost 67,000 on a 31-lot mass appraisal, and we accepted that. And then James's comparables of 69.9 was off of 51. Lots in that area. That's 82 lots that sold within, on a mass appraisal, within 66.8 and 69.9. So, I mean, that's pretty well right on if you, and 31 of those didn't even pertain to the assessor's office or this Board of Equalization. They were done by totally different appraisers. I mean, I'm just stating that as a fact of record.
I think they're. I don't know which phases they are, but I'm almost positive there's one or two phases that are not in the gated part of Emerald.
Lambert?
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know the phase numbers, but there's some 8th. That are across the...
Across the road?
What's the name of that road that goes down through there?
I don't know.
Hillhaven.
Hillhaven.
Yeah, there's some on the opposite side of Hillhaven.
Right.
We did lower several out there because of obsolescence, and other than that...
183 is the one I'm looking at.
Anything that had the high line. I know there was one with a sewer line across the middle, I mean diagonally across the middle of it, but they couldn't. We lowered those.
On the next one, Kenneth Prather. I put here, spoke to 4555, no decision made. So it was. Oh, he is now. Was it? Were we thinking about changing that?
We haven't changed
him yet. No. He originally he was a 4555.
Yes.
Okay, I wrote down. Spoke to the 4555. No decision. Okay, there was no answer. It was a phone call. So we need to make a decision about that property. Guys, on July 8th. At 11:15 a.m., a Kenneth and Patsy Prather.
I thought if they were asking.
Donna.
I think if they were asking if the split, we gave them the split.
Right.
Okay, here. I thought I understood her to say they were already split.
No, there was a further motion.
Right, but I don't know if
this number was. Anybody who appealed the motion,
yeah.
The second motion was. Well,
they have both had numbers. There's two motions like that, and they both have BOE numbers to them.
Because you decided you wanted specific BOE numbers because it was too ambiguous to not include
them. So you have two motions with two long sets of BOE numbers, and I can probably go find them.
I'll save the time. I'll make a motion that we accept 4555 on this property.
Okay. Let me restate this.
I'm a little concerned because I read a slew of BOE numbers yesterday, and that should have been in there.
We have to go look at it.
Well, let me tell you this before I leave.
Sure.
Michael Hinckley with Turtle Creek has called. He said he never received his phone call. I checked. He was on the 28th at 4:15. He says he's never gotten a call. He's been listening today and hasn't gotten a call today. I told him the system's already showing me that there's been a decision made on both properties. He also wanted to know when you were going to be able to hear 2010. I told him that could not be heard, that two-thirds, we couldn't hear 2010, and... His number is right in the middle of this, Ron.
Oh, okay.
Right here. That one number, and those are the two property numbers. I don't have the BOE numbers, but Christy can look them up for you.
Well, I've got his phone number. Do you have that?
Right here. 417.
James gave us all that.
830.
9965.
I know that we did call.
Right here.
One of them was increased, and the other one, I don't know whether it was increased or decreased. So I just noticed that the one of them was increased.
He gave us the values of residential. I remember making the motion. I'm the one who made the motion.
Yeah. Well, this gentleman says...
He wants to talk to us, and,
okay.
And we'll call him here shortly.
Okay.
Did not call him.
Okay.
He gave us the information. Oh, right.
Okay.
Thank
but
you.
We had called
can you
him.
Get your motion?
No?
I don't have any.
No, I think all I was trying to figure out is
Prather. We'll call him.
Prather BOE.
Prather.
If his BOE number was one that I read off.
Here's my discussion with you all about this particular assessment. If I'm looking at it correctly, it's probably already at 4555. It's a.
It is.
I'm wondering.
So that was not the argument, my guess is. Maybe he's wanting to go back to all residential. I don't know what the.
They may have.
No. In 2000.
What day was that?
His beginning.
The 8th.
Was 45,520. That was his total. At the end, he was 39,700, and that was split 1900 res and 37,800 commercial.
in 2010, he got switched to his ending res of 13,389 and his ending commercial of 10,955 for a total of 24,344. And now he's being set at 45,500.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
He had a decrease in 09, and he was split at that time. In 010, he was split the other way.
Yeah, no answer.
55 was 45 commercial.
Which is the way it should be.
Now he's at, he's split, but it's 1900 res and 43.
Okay. Yes, is that the motion?
This is one of the
Okay, here's my question on Mr. Pravitt. I know we're at the end of this series, but as I'm looking at the computer, my assessed total says 35.77.
Okay.
Your assessed total says something completely different. Well, gosh, I hate to say we have to go back, should go back to look at every single assessment we've done. I hate to think that we're looking at people's assessments and thinking they're considerably lower than they actually are.
Not all of them are lower.
I'm not saying all of them are, but apparently some of them are.
Prather was in that motion yesterday, by the way.
Yeah. Okay, so could we have already changed this on Beacon?
I don't know about Beacon, but if it was a 45-55 split, it got changed yesterday. If it was in one of those motions that Mr. Strafis made.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, this.
So that's where this new value would come from the 35,770. Is that what you're saying?
But I mean, he said they got changed.
Can he say they got all changed yesterday? He was part of the motion yesterday because I just converted it through that motion. So he was one of those who got changed. So
okay. Stonecastle Resort and Conference Center?
We never got the appraisal, did we, Christy? Did we ever get the Stonecastle appraisal in the mail?
Yeah.
Motion to deny BOE 0003 and 0004.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to deny BOE appeal number 0003 and 0004. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. The next one is Jeanette Koski that I'm showing from that day as a hold.
What was the reasoning?
I'm looking to. She was going to provide information. I believe that was provided for, though.
She was at Thousand Hills Condos. This is showing a split. I don't know what the valuation was, but
she's asked for classification on her application.
So that was the split. Right.
So can I double check that BOE number? Can I have that motion, please?
So I'm assuming that was made also.
Chris Danny? Which one?
Stonecastle?
Yeah, it's on 0006. It's on the 8th at 10.
At 11:30. It's
11:30. I need that motion so I can pull up the BOE number. That dollar just
gets
like
the D. That's what he said. Okay.
Koski was 0040. Yes, it is in that motion, Ron.
Yeah.
Koski, that BOE number 0040 was
so that's a
45-55 split.
And Lambert was a 45-55.
Yes.
Okay.
And I believe they already made the change, but that was part of that is the BOE number I read off.
We also had two other Lamberts that were add-ons at the bottom.
At the bottom?
0178, 0179.
I show
200,000 and 59,000.
Right, we set the values on those.
Okay.
I show those. The only thing that I had three. I didn't have anything written in them.
Yeah,
that's how
the last three of the last four.
How about 0074, 1 p.m. on 77 Hanscom?
Okay. on 77?
Mm-hmm. H-A-N-S-C-O-M, Donald and Sandra.
77, you're saying?
Pardon.
Right?
Yes. That was the date.
Yeah, I got to pull it up here. What time did you say?
It says 1 p.m.
1 p.m. We were supposed to reschedule that one.
That said, I have hold, send letter of response. So I think we reached them, and they were to send something to us, or at least that's what I made indication of.
What date was that, Ron?
The 7th?
July 7th.
Okay, now, I was just asked by Jeff here what we do on those if they send something in. If they send something in, and we have asked, and I've heard you say it time and time and time again over that mic or over the recording, we need this information ASAP.
That was in the motion.
Yeah, but also, since we followed up with that, did not we make the decision to go ahead for all?
Yeah.
And make it the same
motion
for those
that sent it. That, I read that BOE number that's in that.
So this is going to be a 4555?
It is.
The girls need to know, and it's already done?
It's already done.
Okay, thank you.
And was those in your numbers the other day, Jim?
That's one of the BOE numbers I read off.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to jump to 7-Eleven.
Let me say this.
Ready?
I've got one hold.
7-Eleven. Oh,
bring them up.
Pardon? Custin, C-U-S-T-I-N.
What time?
3:15.
Just waiting for it to come up. 3:15 on hold. It was 0023. It is in this motion right here, listed.
4555.
Yes.
That's all I have for that date.
Okay.
I'm jumping over to 712. First one I show is Martin, Jack Martin, at 9:15 a.m.
What's your BOE number on that?
Last it one? Is 0121.
Got it here. It's on the motion.
Okay. Assuming that Coughlin, Ron Coughlin, C-A-U-G-H-L-A-N, would be on that as well.
BOE number?
0130.
Yes, 0130. It's right here on the motion.
Same thing on 0384, Shoreline Retreat.
It is here, yes.
Same thing for 0516,
yep.
Terry Blackman.
It's right here on this motion.
There's the Blackman decision. Hold on. Sabo, girls.
Neither one of those are in this motion. What day was that, Ron? What day are you looking at?
July 12th.
It's got to be a promenade.
It was a value motion.
A motion to apply a promenade motion is what I have on... Yeah, motion to apply a promenade.
To both.
Yep. Lisa D.? Yep. That I have written down. Five promenade letter.
I've got another hold awaiting fax on 0138. Yes. That's a 4555.
0138. I did not show that in my motion, same deal. Motion to apply 4555 split to BOE number 0138.
Is there a second?
I'll second. Christy, is that? I saw you. Oh.
Motion has been made and seconded to apply the 45-55 split to 0138. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay.
What day was that, Ron?
Sir, that was July 12th, which would have been, I think, a Tuesday.
Yeah, just July 12th.
Doesn't say here, but since my birthday was on Sunday, it was a Tuesday.
July 12th was a Tuesday.
Your birthday's the
10th. 7/12 was Keith Thurman's birthday. All right. Really? I've got another, no, I've done 45-55 on the 0488.
Got it? It's in that motion?
Got it. That's all I've got on that day.
On that same floor, it had already been done.
Okay. What day are you looking at now?
I'm on the 13th of July.
Do we have to give the folders back, or does that
you can have it
come out of our...
That you know, we can't do much bonus-wise with that. You know, that's all we've got. We can all sign it and put it in here, slip it in here if you want to sign it.
A second hand.
We'll get a group picture. Yeah.
So funny last night at the trustees meeting, one of the doctors had made the cover of the 411 magazine. So the guy, they made him come up front.
Oh, they?
The guy who had made the cover, oh yeah. And he had to sign one of those magazines, and they had a drawing for a lady to come get it from him. It was pretty cute, actually. All right, 7. Wow, what's next? 7:22. We jump all the way to 7:22. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. For some reason, I don't have anything written on the very first one that day.
On what day?
7:22.
I think I was gone that day.
0500.
Nothing. What was it?
Ransom Development LLC. And I have nothing. I have something on every other one there.
I got nothing.
Branson Development LLC.
7:22.
There you go.
Say that again?
That's part of the big motion.
Okay. He provided on his application, he provided what he wanted, and the assessor recommended accepting all of
his. No, wait a minute. I think. Oh, are you? He said 11:15.
I'm talking 11:15 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
She said, yeah. She said, mm-hmm.
All right.
So
it's okay.
I can put in here, accept.
Yep.
Mahoney's Rack.
Yep.
As per Christie. Emerald Point Marina on the 0382. I'm assuming we made that change.
Yes, it's just like that. The IRS will get you.
Yeah.
6038.
Yep.
Yep.
Let's jump over to 0371. Carrie Lawing, Lawing. I have written down no answer.
Left a message.
All right. What day was that?
That was on July 22nd.
Gosh, I have nothing written down in my... Maybe I was gone that day.
No.
Did he not call back?
If he did, I didn't make note of it.
Is it Emerald Point?
It is.
Oh, it's a house, though.
Yes.
It's a tower at Emerald Point.
Mm.
Well, there you go. Did 911 leave already?
No, I don't think so.
He's been gone for a while. Unless he's buying a slushie, there's no good reason.
Is this the same? Am I looking at this right? It was the towers that
Emerald Point. Yes, it's towers in Emerald Point. That's correct.
Estimated value of $27,000.
Probably assessed.
No. He's just saying. No, there you go.
Yeah.
Previous assessed value. So it jumped $19,000.
In assessed value. Can you pull that up, Beacon?
He was decreased in 2009.
He's one of the
Biggins.
Yeah. I'm pretty inclined to deny. Yeah.
Can I have a BOE number again?
0371.
Motion to deny BOE appeal number 60371.
Second.
Motion and a second to deny BOE appeal number 60371. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Before we go any further, I'd like to call the gentleman with his Turtle Creek. Can you direct me to where that is, since Donna has brought us that information?
That was today, sir.
All right, let me get back into today.
11:15 today.
Then I'll be able to find the info on yesterday or today?
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
I was singing. Not very well, but I was.
Well, that's why I chimed in.
I appreciate the help. But it didn't make it any better.
No, it wouldn't. And it was at what time? 11:15? Is that what the girl said?
Well, it's on our sheet for today.
Oh man, my computer
is late. It was yesterday, wasn't it?
What she said was it was yesterday. Oh, here it is. I've got it. Yesterday, here's the two. They were at 4:15 p.m.
Okay.
Yesterday's date.
Where's the boot screen? You want me to hit it? That way somewhere.
Guys, yesterday's screen, 4:15. First parcel is at, this is the one James brought back, correct?
He brought it back this morning, yeah.
10-5, 10-6. All right, let me find that.
I'm just curious what he was asking for, and we'll call
him. We'll go through that.
Since he's listening, or at least he was, he had lost. Is the broadcast still working? Yeah, broadcast. So thank you.
Anytime. I can be of service. Okay, here's the figures he gave us. Hey, I'm getting ready to call Turtle Creek Apartments.
We, I guess, took the recommendations of the assessor earlier today and made the motion. We never did actually make contact with the individual.
Correct. And the individual has now made contact with us.
Asking us to please call.
I'm ready to make that call. Are we all set?
Sure.
Kenneth, are you ready?
I guess.
You be ready.
Please enter your account code.
I know nothing. Yeah. I'm ready.
Is Michael?
Michael, this is Ron Houseman with Taney County Board of Equalization.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
I am good. We've got two parcels that you have appealed. Are you ready to talk with us about them?
Yes, it's since Karen
I tell you what.
I have no record of a call.
Nothing we have done has any bearing because a decision won't be made till after we have a discussion with you. Yes, we place the value down on the books based upon the figures that the assessor brought us. But we are willing, ready, and able to talk about these assessments right now. What we have been given as total figures for parcel number that ends in 013.002 is $10,587,608. And then the second parcel, which ends in 009.001, is $159,511. That's land value assessed at the residential rate.
Okay.
So those are the two values that we're starting with here on this board. I have you on the speakerphone, and we're all present.
Probably help me on this. Going back to my original assessment, what I did to try to figure out just some way of calculating where the value was coming from, I took the parcel, looking for it here, bear with me, which would have been, it's the 3.21 acre tract, and I'm looking for that number. It's probably the 001 property. And there were 90 units on that, and so I took what I paid this past year and divided by that just to try to get some idea of how to calculate this per parcel. And it came out to $567 roughly per unit. And so I applied that to the second tract. And I couldn't get it to work out, and that's what I was trying to explain in my letter. If I do the math and figure it all out, it comes out to like 700 and some odd units I'd have to reflect this increase that I've been sent. I don't have that many units.
How many units do you have?
194.
Let me tell you that even though James had to step out, one of the appraisers certainly from his office is here, so we're on top of it.
Excellent. And I believe Kenny had been on property, and he recognized that, or he indicated to me when I called that apparently two buildings were on the wrong property as far as you guys were concerned. We didn't move them or anything.
I'm just picturing that.
Send me an update. I indicated that in my letter. And I did receive one. It's exactly the one I received previously, so I'm not clear on what's going on.
Okay.
So on the two parcels, there's a total now, currently, of 194 units.
So say that again, sir. I'm sorry.
Of the two parcels that we're talking about, there are a total of 194 units.
Okay.
That's how I was trying to approach this to get some sense of how we came up with the value.
So with both all the parcels combined, with both parcels combined, I'm showing that we're about $10,700,000 approximately total. Are you saying?
And if you divide that out by 194, what is that? Just real quickly.
About 55,000 a unit?
Say that one more time, I'm sorry.
About 55,000 a unit, maybe? I'm talking about adding both of these together.
Oh, it's still going to be less than that.
Well,
I'm
587.
Hold on here. No, Ron.
Okay. I think all the apartment buildings are on that parcel 1302.
It's what?
They're all on that parcel 1302 is where all the apartments
are. So right. All the apartments for $10,587,000, that divides out to $53,709 a unit.
And how does that fare with what the assessor recommended? Since I don't know what that is.
That is what the assessor recommended.
Oh, okay. Well, that's right. That's where you got that number.
Yes, sir.
And it does apply then, Kenny, I guess, to that all of those units.
Yes, that parcel 1302, the one where I moved. I believe it was two apartments from the front lot where the little warehouse is.
Yeah.
I moved them to that parcel 1302, and I believe I have all your units sitting on that parcel 1302 along with the pool and the office.
Okay.
Is that right? Is that the way it should be?
Well, actually, I think there should be on two parcels.
You think 901 should have some on it?
I think that, should have three buildings on one and four on the other.
Okay.
And it should be.
We got it messed up.
Well, it.
I know, and that's my problem. But it's just like you had indicated when we talked. You said that, I mean, it's a wash if we move them from the one part where I was assessed.
Right.
And put them on the next one, the rate won't change. It's just
that's right.
Assessed on different parcels. So
that's correct.
I don't have any issue with that. What I would like to do is to get it straight so that we know, so that the buildings are on the right parcels.
That's the easy part. I really, our question is, are the values satisfactory?
Well, as I indicated in my letter, I don't really have anything to compare them to. I was relying on James for that because there haven't been any sales of properties similar to ours.
Right.
Recently, that I'm aware of. And so what my concern is that if we went up this much, I mean, we would expect the property values to go down. Everybody's calling, but I mean, frankly, we're going the wrong way, going up. So, I expect it to go up some, obviously, because we added one building, and so this new construction wasn't there the previous year.
Right.
But this is $440,000.
How many units was in that building you added?
24. And see, that's where I was trying to go.
Yeah, based off the calculation, it should have gone up $1.2 million.
In the value.
Right.
You know where I think I'm off now is on the rate at which I'm being charged. Not the value, but actually what I'm being billed for. That's what it is.
Okay.
So, does that make sense?
Yep. So are we good then, you think?
I think so. There was one other item on there which apparently you can't address. I
tell you what I'd like is for Kenny to call you back. I just handed him your number, and the two of you agree over telephone. Ken, if you want to go back to your office and do that, that'd be fine.
It'd be fine.
To make sure that we get the buildings on the correct parcel of property. So I'm going to hang up, and he's going to call you back here in just a couple of minutes, and the two of you are going to work that out. Will that be okay?
Yes.
Then he's going to...
One additional question.
Absolutely.
In my letter, and it was related to, if you'll give me a second, I'll get that letter. And I'm hoping that you all have that.
We do have.
And as it relates to, on the second page, second paragraph, where I actually define or describe what we're asking for, this dates back to the unit that was under construction and the issue related to that. Before I go into any detail on that, is the BOE not able to address that?
You're going to have to give me a little further explanation of what you're...
Okay.
I'm looking at your letter, but I'm not understanding what...
Okay.
Oh, you're talking about, do we... Excuse me, you're asking whether or not we have any right to go back and to adjust anything that occurred in 2010.
That is correct.
No.
This is something that I was working with the assessor the whole time, and I was told, well, you know, have a BOE now. Yes, we want to be elected. Anyway, long story short, is I've been following, trying to get this addressed, and I haven't paid that bill, but I want to.
I tell you what, when you talk to Kenneth here, and he's going to call you in just a couple of minutes, he will share with you the number to call the county commission. While this Board of Equalization cannot go back and look at that, I believe the commission can. And I'm on that county commission, and we're all here as part of this board, so he will tell you how to work with us to address that.
Okay. I think that ought to do it, and I appreciate your time, and I'll let you get back to wrapping things up.
All right, he's going to be calling you right back, sir.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very much for your time.
Thank you, Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
We did talk to him.
Yeah. Didn't we? I mean...
You missed the call. You talked to us. You remember the call? Which date was I on, ladies?
The 22nd.
22nd. I'm going to let Kenny slip away. If you want to do that, Kenny, we're going to record everything here with the girls. Unless...
Okay.
You want to sit and call him afterwards, which is okay also.
I'll call him after a bit.
Okay. Can you get back to the 22nd? Who was I? I thought I slipped this paper somewhere. There it is. Okay. We just denied. Apply for that. Then I'll... Property number 0378 was at 2:45 p.m. Last name was Butler. It was an Emerald Point.
Nope. So, taken care of.
Okay, so I can scratch the whole Emerald Point. All right. Mr. Groon, did we ever reach him? I've got hold on him. No answer on him.
You said 45 commercial 55.
45-55? Thank you. Value properties, it was the Eagles Inn.
We did it.
That was the 25th.
0161, it was 722. It says Value Properties of Branson, LLC.
They ruled on that,
if
I remember.
Dropped it.
That's the one that Kelly had a value of 640. The assessor had $1,108,800.
We had an appraisal from Triple. They ruled on it July 25th. They put it at $640,000 for the appraisal.
Did all the Festiva resorts and Diamond resorts and Blue Green and Pepper Trees. There's a bunch of them. I've got a hold on that Wealth Resort group that we did set down.
Yeah.
Specifically 0353 at 11 o'clock on the 22nd.
Is that at 6.89 on the 25th?
Randy? $0283 Bernard Grace. It was. But should we do something with it since they had made their appeal, I guess is my question.
We did deny all those, haven't we?
It's deleted from my system.
Okay, so they must have withdrew before we got to them then.
I didn't remember the name.
Linda June Mills at 115.
Two of them on BOE 117. They said it at $215,000 for the appraiser's recommendation.
I have that one. It's the next one.
Second one is
Remote Point. Remote Point, okay. We did the Grand Regency group, right?
What day was that?
It was on 7/27, 11:30 a.m. Michael Veniska. I have numbers written down, but I also have a callback. Maybe I just didn't scratch through that after we called back.
On 12/29, you set the value at 553,916 residential and 428,658 commercial per the assessor's recommendation.
That's what I have.
On the second one,
I said
it was on both.
Right. 553,916, 428,658. Did we ever get back to the Blairs, Winston Blair, yesterday?
We did it today.
Okay. And what did we do today?
Boarding 73.
We gave them an extra house.
579. Turned it to the 2010
today. They're all done, right? Again, Kenny, are you aware of anything else?
Not that I can think of.
Gentlemen, would it be wise of us to establish a time Monday afternoon in case there are things that are caught to allow to go into, or
I think at one, well, we probably need to make sure that as they clean up the books, we have opportunity, since Sunday falls the last day of the month, we can use Monday as a cleanup day, so we'd probably get to recess, not adjourn the system, adjourn it until tomorrow, I mean on Monday, and we can call these guys and get them on by phone if we needed to, versus making their Monday go.
That of course, that would steal for half a day.
Well, we missed our window to post anything, and so it'd have to be a table or an emergency, which it can be an emergency. We've heard through all the appeals.
Where do we currently set? Do we have
to five
attorneys?
Yeah, from the people. From 2 to 5, we have attorneys.
Let's set it for 5 in case we have to do anything. That way, if we don't have anything, we just won't do it. Then we can. We three can. I mean, if without bringing the others in, that's acceptable. Otherwise, they should come here. And as heavy as our thing is, our job is Monday, they can work with us on Monday too during the mission.
Yeah. Okay, I've sent a note to put them in post. If we need them, we can use them. What's your thoughts on, I know Jeff wanted to bring up Emerald Point one last time.
I think I did already.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Gary said ain't no way.
Right.
Okay.
Just going off the evidence. Yeah.
Okay. Can I run through mine real fast? We set Branson Hills. We're done talking about Branson Hills, aren't we? Or are we? Jeff, Nathan?
I'm done with Branson Hills.
Nathan?
I don't know that we could ever get equalization out there.
Okay.
So we probably ought to leave well enough alone.
Fieldstone at Branson Creek, we adjusted those, I think, didn't we?
Several of them.
Okay, I'll leave that alone. Were we going to do anything more with Jim Stevenson's parcels? We made a motion. I for some reason I had written down we handled all that. There was no other.
Oh, he just had one house.
Yeah, he just had one house.
Oh, that's right. He was using the comparables. Okay.
Now he's wanting everybody else in his neighborhood ready.
That's right. Okay. We handled Riverbend condos, whatever it was, those condos, Drag River Point, whatever they're called.
What time do we meet on Monday with council and you?
2, isn't it?
I'm sorry, what?
What time do we meet with council?
We start at 2 o'clock with council on Monday.
How much, do we have any time prior to that?
Window of opening? That's no, right. It's completely, every minute's booked.
Well, mine may not be. I haven't accepted all of
them. I've got it right here if you want to see the calendar for Monday. Yeah, we you want me to go through it real fast for you, or?
He's got it too.
Should have it right there in front of him.
I do. I show Rune Bridge coming in at 11 o'clock.
11 or 12?
I show us breaking at 12 o'clock. And I show us coming back in at 1 o'clock. Who's coming in from Rune Bridge?
Click on the window, it'll tell you. It was sent to.
It'll be Randy David. And
Randy Harlan David. Yep.
Go ask Harlan why he hasn't got to my road this month that he said he would.
Gave us a list. I just want to have a list of all the things they want to talk about in Road and Bridge.
It's an update on chip and seal program. It's a bunch of stuff.
I mean, we may want to work through lunch versus taking an hour break in the middle of the two-hour session. But we can always meet from 11 to 1 and take the lunch at 1 to 2, which may be a better use of our time. But either way, it's scheduled.
What would be your reason for asking?
Me?
Yeah.
Because I don't ever remember a BOE where you didn't have cleanup. I don't ever remember a BOE where you didn't have additional properties that were found or mistakes that we made that needed to be adjusted following the close of BOE. And if in today's environment, if we're done, we're done.
All right. But, I mean, we're taking a precautionary measure by saying that we'll look at it at 5 o'clock Sunday. If we need that in the form, or Monday, if we need that in the form of a motion, we can do so. But this BOE, and I want to make a statement about this anyway, so I've served on BOE boards now for 7 years. And I just wanted to say that this BOE, the ones that have been in front of us while I've been here, have been the most fair and equal BOE board that I've sat with in the 7 years. And I've only missed 2 days and a part of a day in the 7 years that I've been here. So that's a pretty broad statement as far as the quality of respect that we've shown the citizens that's came in, and although it's a lot of work, and we all accept it as a lot of work, it's been a pleasure working with the two new guys and actually three new guys with Ron and
us kids.
And then the second thing that I've got to say is Jim, I'm making a motion to deny those trailers that were worth nothing, sitting on that property that was worth nothing in the eyes of the citizen that you wanted to move into.
Don, I guess I'll do something else. Worth nothing on nothing. You're a mess, Mr. Strahan.
I would say that this board should stand in recess, POE, until 5 p.m.
I went ahead and over put it at 4 because we have time, and if we run quicker on
legal,
we can just jump right into summer.
That's
so
good.
That makes sense.
That's good.
So I had Nikki post it, and it just got posted. So
into summer.
Summer BOE. We can go right into summer BOE.
Oh, by the way, someday we need to address that, the summer BOE and other BOE. This is BOE.
We separate.
There ain't no other BOE.
Well, we separate so that people don't think they can come in and appeal valuations throughout the year. Because outside the summer session, all they can is erroneous and clerical errors. So that's how we made it more simple for the citizens versus for us. But we can address it.
Well, the reason I said that is because when you say summer BOE, it sounds like there's another BOE. There is a BOE, and it happens to be held in the summer. I didn't know the reason.
So yeah, it helped clarify the citizens so they didn't think they could argue valuations all 12 months of the year.
Obviously, they have fun now.
They've done it.
So we are what you said?
I'm just the messenger.
So we are set until we have a call that we made earlier where the lady has called back and would like us to place the call back to her. It's J&J Vickery, Jeanette. I just tried that call a while ago. Let's try that again.
Let's.
Give everybody a, all right. Let me get to the correct day.
we applied the 45-55 split, and that was what, how we settled it on that one. So, which was the same as the 09 motion.
I guess you guys will come back on Monday at 4.
Okay.
Do you need to go?
There you go.
What time was J.J. Vickery today, or was that yesterday? There it is. Got it.
Today.
First one of these was at Thousand Hills Condos, right?
This Thousand Hills Condo, what we did is send it back to 09.
Hello?
Yes, is this Jeanette?
This is.
This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Hello.
Sorry that we missed you earlier.
Sorry, I had it mixed up.
Oh,
I was waiting for you to call my other phone.
We're currently looking at a parcel of property that's the legacy at Thousand Hills Condos.
No.
Nope. Okay.
At Vickery Resort.
I'm at the wrong one. Let me click on.
That's what it says on the board.
The right one. Thought I clicked on that. Yes, we're aware of the resort and the condominiums, and you're right. I just clicked on the wrong one. Vickery okay. Resort Condominiums, Unit 5, Building 1.
Correct.
And currently, that property is assessed at a value of $201,722. It's assessed entirely commercial. And what we did is made a motion to move that to 45-55 split so that the factors that will determine the valuation you're taxed on will be based on two different levels, two different factors. So 45% will be commercial, 55% will be residential. The commercial rate is at 32%. The residential rate is at 19%.
Okay.
Which should make a huge difference, I would think. Kenny, do we have a total?
Well, I can tell you at this point.
Go.
Our biggest problem is that, you know, of course, with the downturn in the economy, people aren't renting that much. And you're proposing that we pay almost as much tax as we get for renting it out, which is not very good. By the time we pay all of our bills, you know, the condo fees and all that.
Tell me what the differences will be.
The taxes, I mean, it's like pretty much has tripled since we started.
Ma'am, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What do you believe the value of your property is?
Well, we bought it for, I think, $210,000.
Okay.
Like 3 years ago. And I know that the last one that sold, which was not quite finished, but it sold for way under that. It's so far under that they won't tell us what it sold for.
Okay.
So I don't know what Unit 8 in Building 2 sold for. I do know that in Building 1, there are, out of the 8 units, 3 or 4 of them, I'm not sure about one of them upstairs, are for sale. And in Building 2, there,
Kitty.
I believe, are 2 for sale. So out of 18 units, and they're not selling. I mean, they've been for sale for more than a year.
Yes.
Every commercial.
All right.
But I do believe, I mean, what I haven't, we haven't had it reassessed.
Okay.
If we have to, we will, but we are not I don't know what that other unit sold for, and I could not find out. I'm not sure that there's a way if you know how to get through the website stuff.
Well, just a couple of things that we, as a board, what we're trying to do is set values. The taxation process is really not our process. I know that's not the answer you wanted to hear, but there's been some tax increases recently, which were levies, such as the senior citizens tax. That raised everyone's tax a little bit. Depending on what school district you live in, there was also an Ozark Technical College increase tax levy, which may have applied to your property too. So tax valuations might have gone up, taxes may have gone up, even though your values haven't. And our job is just to set the value as close to market value as possible. And that's, unfortunately, that's the only thing we can do. And we're looking
at... we're getting taxed even more for having it be rental property, but it doesn't rent out for even half the year.
Well...
I mean, we're lucky if it rents out for 3 months.
Here's the question. The Supreme Court of Missouri made a ruling that classified transient rental as any rental under 30 days. So if you're doing nightly rentals, we're technically supposed to classify those properties at 100%. The board made a ruling earlier in the session to go 45-55 because most people are experiencing the same thing. They're not even renting their places for 50% of the time. So,
yeah, not even.
So we made that adjustment even though we have guidance from the Supreme Court otherwise. But I understand what you're saying, but we got to follow as close to the law that we've been given and in the instructions we've been given by the state.
Okay.
So really the biggest thing we have to look at is valuation. And like I said, we showed you at 201, I think some other members of the board are looking at values possibly to see the breakdown. Now last year, what we did, I believe, is in our discussion was set your values, the breakdown, the split, the same as it was the years prior. But your taxes are still going to be higher because there's been two new levies in the last 2 years, one for senior citizen, one for the Ozark Technical College.
But with what you guys have changed, our taxes have doubled.
We're going to add 10 back then, 20.
Right. Now, we've made an adjustment since you've been given that notice.
Okay.
That's what we're talking about, and we're trying to figure those exact numbers for you right now so that you kind of know where we're coming from. But we have made an adjustment in this last 30 days of session. So if you just bear with a couple of minutes of silence here, we'll be able to give you those numbers.
Not a problem. And I would also like to know if I took it out of nightly rental and just used it as a condominium.
Oh, that was too old.
It would be
that would change my fee enough to make it worth, you know, at this point, it would be barely worth renting it out.
Okay, well, yes. The answer is yes. What the process is, if you are using it for nightly rental, that is taxed at a 32% rate. If it's residential, it's 19% rate. So, yes, it would be.
But you're talking about make it up more like a 50-50, 45-55 deal.
Our proposal is 45-55. That's correct. And so which was the breakdown, I think, on your property last year? But 1 second, we're working these numbers up, just so we can. Can you go to the map here? We might be able to do some ballpark here. Go to the one right below, I think.
Commercial is 32.
To the right,
68.
Yeah, right there.
Okay.
Nope.
That's
to the left.
The 32%, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And then the 19%
is. Report that. Ron, that's what it's going to break down to.
Try it.
18,990.
Yep. 90. That's the breakdown right there, exactly. Sorry, I didn't know you guys were doing that. Okay. That's due to your math.
18,990. It's exactly what?
That's the breakdown. We got 99,000 in residential, 81,000 in commercial for the improvements. The land's on it residential. Totaling 119 for residential, 81
no,
for commercial.
Wrong. It's wrong. The 20,000 that you've got residential would be commercial, so it has to be moved down to the bottom. The land value is commercial. I asked Kenny, at least that's what Kenny showed.
I'll make it whatever you guys want
it
me
was,
to make it.
It was 20. It's 20 now.
It's commercial right now, but if you want it residential, I'll make it residential.
It'll be commercial.
Okay, well, that's... That's the split that they just did.
What he's saying is it moved to residential.
I'll make it residential.
Well, that makes a difference.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the, that's how the split got done on that parcel.
All right.
This is not, I mean, it's a neighboring parcel.
Okay,
yeah.
That's why we come up with a different figure.
Okay.
So what is happening here with the change of going partially commercial and partially residential? The assessed valuation, which is what you pay taxes on, was $64,550. That's now going to be $48,960.
Okay.
So it's dropped, $14,15, around $16,000 in assessed valuation.
Okay.
Which will say...
Which will bring our taxes down... Slightly, but it'll still be pretty high.
Well, actually,
we paid $1,700, which was a huge increase over the year before. The year before that, I believe it was $800. And then it went to $1,700. And then the following year, it went to $1,708. And the last thing I had said $3,200. So you're talking about bringing it down to more like $2,500 maybe?
I don't have the, I don't even know what that tax levy would be out there, ladies.
I don't know. I mean, unless Penny knows off the top of his head.
It's around $5 a hundred.
Well, $5 is going to be.
And that's a residential.
$2,500.
That's considerably more than what she's paying me.
She's paying 17, right?
No, she's talking about it's going to drop. It's going to drop from where it was.
Right, but that's the difference in the two levies that were added since her last tax bill.
Okay.
With the OTC and the senior citizens levy, and that's the difference between the $1,700 and the $2,200, $2,300.
$5 is what I just, if I'm out in the field and somebody wants me to give them an estimate on taxes, $5 per 100 is a pretty average countywide.
Okay.
So. And it could be less than $5.
Okay. Ma'am, I mean, the biggest thing...
It's totally based on the valuation of the property, which is right now at $201,000 for each condominium.
It is. It's based on that and then the classification, if it's commercial, residential, or agricultural.
Okay, and so by moving us into this other range, this new range you guys have created to make it a little more fair, that it would decrease us some.
That's correct.
If I took my unit totally out of the rental,
yes,
would that classify me then as residential?
Yes.
Yes.
And can you tell me how much?
$38,190.
Change would be?
It would drop the amount of money that, or amount of valuation that you would pay taxes on by about $10,000. So instead of being assessed at $48,960, you'd be at
$38,190.
Around $38,190.
Okay.
Take that times approximately $5 of $100, it'd get you about $1,900 approximate plus or minus in taxes. Is that right?
$10,000.
Okay. So it's not going to make
$100 of assessed valuation.
Huge. I mean, it'll make a few hundred dollars difference.
Yeah, but it won't make a huge difference.
About 1916.
Right. Okay.
Okay. 19 and change.
About 2000.
Yeah. 19 and change.
For the decrease in
it? Well, what you would be doing.
And then one of the people told me that if I took it out for 6 months, that makes a difference?
It doesn't.
I didn't understand what they were saying. If I had it as rental property for 6 months of the year and not 6 months of the year.
No.
What we're giving you now is 45-55. So we're saying 45% of the time in rental and 55 not. So we've really given you the absolute best for you.
Idea anyway. Okay.
Yes.
That sounds much more fair than... Because I'm like, it'd be great. I would not mind paying that taxes at all if I could rent it every night.
Well, here,
90% of the time, but it's more like 10% of the time we are rented.
We are hopeful that you will be able to rent it every night.
Me too.
Quite frankly.
Also.
Then I wouldn't complain so much, but yeah. It isn't working out quite so that well right now.
Ron. Well, we are hoping that this all turns around and it gets much better.
Ron.
Everybody is, but in the meantime, hold your breath.
We are. We're also hoping that there is legislative action that would help us in these decisions, that was solid ground for us to stand on in the decisions where we, you know, do the 45, and just like you said, you have a 10% rental rate, and we have others, you know, that have 40s, and I mean, we've heard during this 30-day session, we've heard every 5%. Number. So, anyway, we just try to be as fair as we can be with you.
Right. Well, and we appreciate that because it's like, you know, if we rent it, you know, if you even just assess it on from the year before how many nights you rented, that would be fine. But as it is now, I'm paying you more than I get paid for me.
And we don't want that to continue.
So is there something else I need to do?
What we're going to do is we're going to send this decision to you in writing. Along with that, there will be information regarding the State Tax Commission. If you wish, you will be able to appeal our decision to the State Tax Commission, and that's a pretty simple process, but that'll be explained to you, and it should be forthcoming within 5 days.
Awesome. All right, and then do I need to sign something and send it back to
you? Or nope.
Do anything?
Nope, we've got it right here in front of us. Change has already been made.
Okay, so the tax evaluation on our property will, the new taxes will be sent to us when we owe it at the end of the year?
That's correct.
Okay.
But you will receive confirmation from us in the next few days.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Right, thank you very much for your time.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That's the point I was at about an hour ago. I was all packed up. Standing there.
You were ready to go?
Well, I wasn't ready.
I would like to call for a recess today, sir.
I believe we'll stand in recess until 4 p.m. Monday afternoon.
In case
there is any changes that we need to make, and that's based upon the fact the last day legally for Board of Equalization is July 31st, which falls on Sunday. Therefore, we will allow the taxpayers the benefit of that extra day so that we can do cleanup. I'm not suggesting that we take hearings or additional people, just that we clean up what's offered from and by and through the assessor's office. Thank you very much. And let me say to all the board members how much I appreciate the hard work that you put in, and especially to the staff of the county clerk's office. Thank you so much for all your diligent work and for putting up with these four guys, these five guys.
Yeah, you're lucky.
Thank you, Kenny. Oh, and I'm sorry, and the staff in the assessor's office. That's an absolute certainty. We know that every time that James breathes into one of these things, you guys are jumping into action.
You're doing
all. Thanks, Kenny. Recess.